All right, everybody, you are listening to Big Caffeination number 500. We're doing a little bit of a pre-gaming celebration here. We're doing this live, direct to hard drive. We're over at live.caffeination.com, so just to give you a little bit of an understanding. So anything you see, hear, or find is eventually going to end up over at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. And we're just going to try and dive in to see what exactly if we can actually do this here.
Starbucks has created a blend in his name. Coffee beans roast themselves in his presence. Baristas have a week dedicated to him. Jolt apologized for not being caffeinated enough. When he orders instant, it turns into regular. His beans grind themselves. Juan Valdez built a shrine in his honor. Decaffeinated recaffeinates when he is near. He is the most caffeinated man in the world.
Now, I don't always need my coffee and tech news together. But when I do, I prefer the caffeination. Stay caffeinated, my friends.
All right, so that was from Norbert Davis of the Totally Cool Tech Podcast. He gave us that a while ago, so I'd like to send a huge thank you out to him, because that's been in heavy rotation around here. I've chopped it up a couple different times. I love the entirety of that thing. I've cut it up a couple times to make it a little bit shorter. He gave me so many different things to work with. So, and here's my wife, who has listened to not a single one of these podcasts, and that'll come up a little bit later. She's running back and forth. All right. Now, the next one we have is from a very good listener and a good friend, I would say. Here is from Chuck Stanley, the Eagles Fancast.
This is Chuck from Eagles Fancast, and I've been listening to the Caffeination podcast for over 4 years. Each episode is getting better and better. Congratulations, guys, on hitting your 500th episode. I can't wait till, dare I say it, 1,000? Have a great one.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Thank you for sending that in. I cannot even imagine actually having to stretch this out to four digits.
Nah.
It was hard enough hitting 500 at this point, but thank you ever so much for sending that in. And then we have another one from Norbert, so thank you again from Norbert from the Totally Cool Tech podcast.
Hey, Paul, this is Norbert Davis from Totally Cool Tech, wanting to congratulate you on show 500. This is a great milestone. It was almost a year ago, on October 24th, that I had my show 500 and actually got to meet you and record a podcast with you. That was a great time. So I know how it feels to get to this level, just this far into it, and you have definitely done a great job. And Steve, I want to congratulate you as well from a perspective of coming onto the show with Paul and doing a great job as a co-host. You guys have done a great, great job. Really good show. Love it. And I got to listen to it every week. So keep it up. I want to hear show 600 in not too long. All right. I think you guys can do it. Okay. Now I'm looking forward to a great show 500. So don't disappoint me. All right. All right.
All right. So thank you, Norbert, for being a little bit more realistic with your expectations. I'm pretty sure we can hit 600. Thousands. That'd be about 10 years away or 5 years away.
About 5 years away.
Oh, if we go back to doing two a week, so. All right, so. This is Caffeination episode number 500, and there's only one way to really start any Caffeination podcast, and it's the way every single Caffeination podcast has started since the beginning. So I can think of no better way, other than talking with our friends that have been here so far, than to just kick it off as we usually do. Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Big Caffeination number 500. This is the 500th edition. This is They Live, because not only are we live, but we're sort of living an interesting life down here in the Caffeination Lair. We have a ton of stuff to talk to you about. We've already had a host of interesting problems down here in the Lair. I guess you could say that the... the good things come to those who wait. So thank you ever so much to everybody who's sitting in the chat room over at live.caffeination.com, because we're really trying to give you a good show. The computers just aren't aren't cooperating today. So we got a couple of things that I'd like to talk to you about before we get into this. Thank you to everybody who has ever listened to a single Caffeination podcast. And thank you to Steve for coming on and helping me out these past couple months here that you've been, and you've kind of like reinvigorated me and made me realize the different fun directions that we can take the Caffeination in.
I'm glad I could help.
So, and like the articles that you're writing are only getting better, and they were never bad to begin with. and your commentary and everything. It's just, we work well together, and thank you ever so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
This has been a wonderful and unbelievable journey. It's been 5.5 years that I've been podcasting. So since January of 2006, the Caffeination was running. And I have a couple little statistics that I compiled here. So just to give you an idea of what you're a part of and what I am incredibly grateful to everybody who's been enjoying this so far. So
he loves stats.
Love stats. There you go, Norb. All right. We have a bunch of people in the chat room, so thank you ever to Johnny Milton, Norbert Davis, Chuck Stanley, and Paul Barton, who I know. Anybody else, if you're out there, please hop on in and just, you know, throw me a line. Let me know that you're there. Here's some statistics for you. There are 519 episodes, shows, and files that you can download from the Caffeination website, which is, as everybody knows, over at www.caffeination.com. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. We've been a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network since episode 020. I was accepted on the 18th, but I had a couple more potty words to say. So, if you want to listen to a dirty Caffeination, anything from 1 to around 18 is when you could theoretically hear a foul word. Anything after that has been child safe, friendly, family friendly, and we hope edumacational. So it's been a really interesting journey. So far, out of those 519 episodes, shows, and files, they take up 12.3 gigs of space on my on the hard drive and on whatever server that I'm actually going to. If you listen to this podcast, you could listen for 316 hours straight, roughly. That's 13 and a half days. That is roughly 68 pauls. Oh, sorry. 68 pauls. I don't know how you measure things in a paul, but hopefully. No, there's been a couple different episodes that are really important over the length of the Caffeination. The first was episode 16. It was the shortest show ever. It was 9 minutes and 49 seconds. I strove to hit 15 minutes in the beginning. That doesn't seem to be a problem anymore.
No, not at all.
I think we're already at 8 minutes as it is now, and this is just the babbling part that we decided to record. The longest episode ever, however, was episode 148. It was 1 hour and 4 minutes long. Don't know, wow, if we're going to hit that, but hopefully, you know, it will make it entertaining. I already said the last one that had a potty word on it is 18. The first episode to feature my son was actually 68. He was laying on the desk in front of me while I was recording, and there's different points in time throughout the episode that you can actually hear him crying, Googling, or, you know, what, not Googling, giggling. He was probably Googling at the same point in time, but, you know. The podcast has shown me through the birth of two kids, moving into a new house down here in the Caffeination lair, because the other one was in an apartment, and you remember the apartment. It was a little cramped.
Just a little.
So there have been 1,225 posts on the Caffeination podcast. Of that, 519 have just been podcasts. We've been working to actually create a lot more useful content besides just the podcast, and hopefully everybody's finding that interesting. There's been over 900 comments. We moved to the current setup of the Caffeination, that is the blog over at caffeination.com, and we removed ourselves from the initial thing over at podomatic.com, which, this is crazy, over at Podomatic where I started, I was number 5 in the tech. And then after I moved, I lost roughly 3/4 of my listeners. But oh, wow. I was able to completely control everything that I have over here, so it's been a wonderful transition, believe it or not, since the last episode to be hosted over Podomatic was 72. It's a long time. Here's some of the funny things about it, though. Here are the stats that actually matter. There have been over 500,000 downloads of the Caffeination. 500,000 downloads, individual downloads of files. I don't know whether or not they're anywhere. It's just, it was unbelievable. When I looked at that number and I calculated the stuff from Podomatic and the stuff from Blueberry and the stuff from like the 14 different things that was on there, I was astounded. That's over 320,000 unique IPs. So it means if you download it at home and you download it at work, that's technically two different IPs. But that's 320,000. So of the 500,000 downloads, there's not a single one that belongs to my wife. She hears me enough in the car, she says. So I thought that was hilarious. My mom, my dad, they've both been on the show. They've both listened to the show periodically. I have neighbors that have listened that I didn't even know about. They've actually asked me questions about the things that that they've heard on the show. And my favorite question from somebody the past year is, while I was in the office, somebody came up to me and they said, "So, you're the guy who kind of knows about coffee, right?" It's like, yeah, just more than just a little. So this show's all, basically I've strove to give you the best in caffeine culture and technology news. I like shiny things and stuff that makes you go zoom. For lack of a better term, I can't imagine not doing the show. Although there's been times where I've thought about doing other things. We're trying to shake things up and keep things fresh. So all of that is because of you, the listeners. So if you have any comments, feedback, suggestion, hate mail, anything. I've actually gotten hate mail on the show, believe it or not. We used to play music on the Caffeination. Back in the beginning and at the end of the show, I would play a song. So there was probably only 6 or 7 minutes of me talking. And then I got a little bit more long-winded. I didn't care how I sounded on the mic, even though I thought I sounded a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable. When you listened to your first show that you did on here,
right?
A little brutal? Hearing yourself and your stutter and you're not really sure?
Yeah, a little bit.
And now it doesn't really bother you?
No, not really.
So
I'm good with it.
If I had time to do a clip show, and I did that for episode 400, so if you really want to hear a funny one, go back to that, because I will play some of the most god-awful audio that you've ever heard, from way back when I was using a USB mic to when I first got this wonderful little mic right here, to the ums, the ahs. I would go back and edit in a 15-minute show. Every time I took a breath, would get edited out of the show. So it was insane. So we do have a regular edition of the Caffeination lined up.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of geek cruft. It's just the fun stuff that we found this week. There's the best of the Caffeination, some of my favorite articles that I've written and things that I've done over the past couple years. I completely left off this past year. I have no clue how I managed to do that. But there's all that. And then there's some of my favorite recipes that we've actually done here at the Caffeination. So.
Start shoveling the growth.
All right, let's go. What did you do geeky this week, Steve?
Let's see. I started playing Borderlands, which you lent me. And what else? Read a book. Nothing too geeky. Yeah.
What's that?
Dean Koontz Frankenstein.
No, what's a book?
I don't know. It's a piece
just kidding,
of block with a lot of words on it.
I'm kidding, of course. I love reading. There's a whole big bookshelf that used to be behind here and messed up the shot.
Yeah.
They're pretty, and they're wonderful to read, but yeah, the search feature is horrible on them. So that's pretty cool. Geeky this week for me is I was up to my eyeballs in tech, and the work has been absolutely insane. You've really pitched in with a lot of fun articles this week. Thank you much.
I tried.
And geekier is I beat Mass Effect for the third time because I missed something else and I wanted to go back and see it. So I'm giving you the game so that I don't have to try and play it through a fourth time. I love living in the world so much that I had to kind of deal with it. So, all right. Let's see what the next thing we go. PodCamp Philly, slight change in plans. My son will not be attending. However, Steve and I are going to both be there.
I'll be there.
We're going to have some good times. We're going to have some fun. We're going to record absolutely everything that we can see. If it means taking cameras with us to do it, if it means taking video cameras and going through Ustream, and there might end up being stuff on live.caffeination.com, I will let everybody know. We might just put the stream up and see what happens. And the best part about working at Temple is that I have my own ID and everything to get into all the networks so that I don't have to worry about some of the other stuff that people might have. But hey, It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. So make sure you stay tuned to the actual blog and the podcast, because we're going to be having special editions. Some of the best times I had was when I was actually live reporting, and I met Mike Smith from the Mike Tech Show, and I met Keith Albright from Mind of Root and at the first PodCamp Philly, and we all found out that, yeah, hey, we're all parts of Tech Podcast, and you know, we were all just reporting on the different sessions we had. We put notes up, we put video up, and it was so much better than some of the other stuff that I've seen since. So I want to try and really cover the event, and hopefully you can kind of enjoy what we do it as well. So, all right, let's see the next thing we got. This is a really, really cool invention. Now, I talked about it a little bit last week, but the more I've looked at it, and now this is going to be the cool part. If you're actually watching the video over here on the wonderful little thing, then you're actually going to see part of what I'm actually talking about. So hopefully this will actually work. And I think it did. There you go. Now you can see the video.
Yeah.
But what this is actually the Inkling from Wacom. There's a fun little clip that sits at the top of your sketch pad, wherever you happen to be trying to sketch something through. And then this is a regular pen with the pressure sensitivity on it that actually allows you to go through, and as you sketch and as you do things on your sketchbook, it transfers it to that little clip that's at the top. So it's unbelievable what it can do and the different things that it can actually create. So I just wanted to share this again, and I'm actually going to see if I can get a review unit from Wakeling, because I think it's going to be a really cool thing to try out. I can't wait to see where this thing goes and what it can eventually do. Because Wacom, if you've never seen it, and I have one somewhere around here, it allows you to draw on a big flat pad that's sitting in front of you. And as you draw, and it would help if I'm motioning that you can actually see me, but as you draw and as you do the different things, it transfers it onto the screen, but it takes a little bit of doing in order to actually get the motions that you're doing on this blank page. You're not leaving anything behind. To get those motions to actually create the proper thing on the screen are pretty hard. So what they did was they created the Cintiq, which looks like a monitor, looks like the thing behind me, except you can draw on it. And you're actually drawing, and you're using paintbrushes, and you're using... It's like $3,000,
wow.
But they're gorgeous. And like we have a couple of them at Temple, but they're only in the places where people know what they're done doing. So obviously, I've never used one. But they're really, really cool. All right. The next little thing that we got for you here is The Legend of Zelda on marimba.
Yeah. I actually think that's the way it's pronounced. I think it's marimba or marimba.
Marimba?
But yeah, I was just searching.
Not Macarena?
Yeah, Macarena. But yeah, I just when I saw this, I actually didn't know what a marimba was, and after looking it up, I listened to this, and it actually sounded real good. I mean, they actually play, I think they play the original NES, and then I think they bump it up to like 64, and then the most recent.
Oh, so the different versions of Zelda are actually on there?
Right, it's not just one. It goes on for 4 minutes. So
okay, cool. That's pretty awesome. What we're trying to do here is we're also referencing the stuff that we're showing you on the screen. So if you're looking for anything, we're actually going to post the entire video up online after the fact. So if you're listening to the audio stuff and you want to get some of the stuff, you can either go over to the caffeination.com website and follow along with the show notes like you usually do, or you can go and follow along to the video, and hopefully everything will work out. All right, next little thing that we got for you here is the beating a lazy eye with gaming, or what did I...
Oh, I forget. What was it? Oh, yeah, Duff Sitting Gold.
Duff Sitting Gold. All right, explain this one to me.
All right, let me explain this to you. There's actually a lot of people out there who suffer from, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's amblyopia, which is also known as lazy eye. And research started going on with... You all right?
I'm just seeing if he had lazy eyes.
Ah. research was going on with how to cure it with adults, because with children it's a little easier. You know, they have their ways, but
they're like eye exercises and things like
that. Yeah, something like that.
I think I know a couple people who had to do those exercises.
Yeah, and so basically what they did was they used video games for 40 hours, which lasted about a month, 2 hours a day, and you had half a group play a violent game, which was Medal of Honor, and the other half played I think it was SimCity Society.
This show should have been on Black Ops.
Yeah, it should have. But yeah, after that, they noticed that there was quite an increase in in curing it, as well as the 3D depth perception.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's a stepping stone to show how gaming can actually help.
So I've seen different studies out there that actually show that it doesn't cause eye strain, which is what a lot of the initial reports were early on, kind of like comic books cause like night blindness and all that other junk. But like they said initially that, with the old school technology, that it was more possible to have eye strain because the TV was flickering and everything, but the new LCDs actually kind of eliminate that. So, you're just watching me talk after the fact, aren't you?
No, I'm actually watching everybody talk because they're talking about Larry.
Oh, okay. They're still talking about Larry?
Oh, yeah. He's a big hit.
Larry, in case you missed the last episode of the Caffeination, was my stand-in for Steve, because the wonderful camera work that we have here, which is basically just an old camera on a tripod, and it was shooting where I'm sitting now and where I had been sitting, except I didn't have my wonderful co-host here because he had to do something like work.
Yeah.
So when it came right down to it, I needed to have a stand-in, and Larry here, the little gargoyle that's sitting next to me with the Phillies hat, he stepped in quite admirably, and we're pretty sure at this point that he killed the last the initial recording of Caffeination 500. So if you see any questions or anything pop up in the chat room, feel free to just interject.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, just let us know who's talking about it. So,
okay.
So we can catch in there. All right. Next little thing we got for you here: Adult Sandbox opens up in Las Vegas. Now this ain't kitty litter.
No, it's not kitty litter.
This is probably one of the coolest things I've seen, but I know there's at least one person in the chat room who's going to roll his eyes at it. People who have never been in construction, and little kids from the time they're absolutely tiny, think big construction equipment is unbelievably cool. Like trucks, backhoes, or as I used to call them when I was a little kid, beeping devils. They're just unbelievably cool. They're mysterious. They move things. They break dirt. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. So with the recent downturn in construction in Las Vegas, particularly in a couple other areas in general, there's a lot of construction equipment that's just basically laying around there doing nothing. So the gentleman who started Dig This said, you know what? I think I have a good idea. What we're going to do is we're going to operate a giant construction site that never builds anything. If you want to dig trenches, you can dig trenches. If you want to move stuff around with a bulldozer, you can move stuff around with a bulldozer. My grandfather was a construction worker earlier on in his life, and he helped build Nabisco, the Nabisco plant that's in Northeast Philly.
Yeah.
And I used to talk to him all the time because we used to pass the James D. Morrissey construction lot, and they still had some of the equipment from all the huge jobs that they had. It cost so much to ship it from place to place that they just basically let it rot in that lot right next to 95.
Oh, wow.
That's why, remember all those construction equipment things that used to be there and then it slowly just disappear?
Yeah.
Sold for scrap. So I used to ask him, because my favorite thing to run was I wanted to run the steamroller. And he unfortunately had to break it to me after several years that the steamroller is probably the most boring piece of equipment you can run, because literally it goes 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
So for anywhere from $210 to $720 or $740, you can get anywhere from an hour and a half. That's safety course. Sorry, no yard margaritas in these things. And you get with your safety course and the hour and a half bit, you get your safety course and you can operate either the backhoe or the bulldozer. I think I'd go bulldozer.
You would have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a moral imperative at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe a wrecking ball. They don't have a wrecking ball.
They should have a wrecking ball.
I think they should.
They definitely should.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Now, Norbert had a question. Where are the bikinis?
What bikinis?
He asked, where are bikinis? You're in Las Vegas.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that any thong you see on that particular construction site might end up belonging to an errant plumber, more so than any of the people trying to give you the wonderful little cards and send you to the ladies of the evening, shall we say. Since we're still a child-safe and family-friendly show.
Yeah.
But... I've been to Vegas. You need to go to Vegas. It is a really, really fun time. But don't give in to the hype. Because a lot of people say, they build this hype about it. It's like, oh man, all the different things you can do in Vegas. It's just like a normal city, except you can drink and walk around.
And it's hot.
And it's incredibly hot. But it's really cool. She's ruining your posters. All right, so the cat might end up making a appearance on the show after all. So I just really thought that was pretty cool. They had a whole bunch of other different areas that you can actually do the construction things. Well, the newest one just happens to be in Las Vegas, so I thought that was pretty cool. All right, next thing is your deal.
I'm not even paying attention. It would be. Oh, yeah, the Justice League of the Americas. And I stumbled upon this over at... I forget where I stumbled upon
it. Was it Laughing Squid?
No, it wasn't Laughing Squid. It was, the Unreality.com.
Okay.
And basically what this is just the Western version of the original Justice League with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Aquaman, The Green Lantern, and... the one that I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard of, which was the Martian Hunter.
You've never heard of Martian Manhunter?
I've never heard of him.
He's like, what, really? Well, in this one, he's the Mexican.
That's right.
Manhunter.
Which sounds a little...
all right, just to give you a little bit of a breakdown, that the Martian Manhunter is like second in strength only to like Captain Marvel and Superman.
Wow.
Dude is like a serious case of BA. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He can whoop some serious tail.
Can he?
Yeah, he can.
But, yeah, and what actually wanted me to write about this was because not too long ago we were talking about the Star Wars. Somebody designed the Star Wars Western version.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, the Star Wars Western one, which I'm going to throw back up on the screen right now, they really went to, like, detail on this one,
mm-hmm.
but one of my extended friends actually happens to be a toy designer, and he said there's a lot of guys where he works that end up just going home and throwing stuff against the wall to see if they can actually make anything interesting. And it might never be something that they would bring back to the office or see if they can get it sold. But it's like a hobby of them, and they can't turn their head off because they're like, oh, you know what? I just had this concept rattling around in my head. And he showed me a couple of different figurines that he pulled out of his head that are superheroes that don't exist that look awesome. I would love to read books about these guys. And so, like, when I'm looking at the Star Wars Western and even the graphics that we saw on the other one,
right.
Like, I would love to see stories based on those kind of timelines because they're just really, really nifty. So, all right, good find there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that about wraps it up here for today's Geek Cruft. We have a Best of Caffeination, then a Cooking with Style. However, we have a couple prizes that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, that's right.
So the first thing that we're going to do is everybody who is in the chat room, and this is why I kept pimping the fact that we're going to be on live.caffeination.com. We have a wonderful gift from Barista on Duty and Kush Coffee. Johnny Milton sent me a wonderful sampling of his unbelievably better than fair trade pan-roasted coffee. So I'm going to really try and do this quietly because it crinkles and it smells unbelievably good. But we have three different bags to give away, and I'm going to be giving away all three of them to different people who are in the chat room right now. And each one of you get a special thing that's attached to it that we're going to show in a second. So who all's in the chat room? How many people we got?
Let's see. You got Norb. You have... That's all I see. Hold on.
If you're still in the chat room, just post something up there. Well, Johnny, you actually get something. You get the other thing. You get to have a pick of your poster. Whatever poster you want, I will send to you. You can pick one of the two that's behind me, which is the coffee power symbol. This is one of my absolute favorite posters. It's just a shot of coffee with a lovely little power symbol that goes straight down the middle. Or we also have my second favorite one, which this took me probably around 2 months of research to get right, but it is the history of coffee cultivation. This is from its origin in Ethiopia, how coffee spread out across the world. And it's all done by timeline and where everything came from. So you get a pick of the litter on that one. You can either pick the coffee power one or you can pick the history of coffee cultivation. Each one's 11 by 17. You just let me know which one you want and I will shoot it off to you. But you also get the same thing that everybody who wins something on today's Caffeination is going to get. I already gave Steve his, and I'm making new ones, but I don't know if you can see this. I happen to have a laser cutter in work, and I'm really trying to break it right now because it broke before, and I'm trying to see if I can make it do it again. So I have the Caffeination official. I'm not sure if this can actually show up, but these are sort of Christmas ornament looking things, but they're also eventually going to be keychains because they're going to be smaller on the next batch. But they are made of plexiglass. They have the Caffeination logo emblazoned on them. They're really hard to see, obviously, because they're clear. Yeah, but it says the 500th episode on there.
You can see it? Yeah, you can somewhat see it.
Okay.
So it's a coaster.
It's a coaster. Yeah, there you go. It's made entirely of plexiglass. But it has the Caffeination logo. It says the Caffeination 500th episode on there. So this is going out to you, Johnny. So you tell me which poster you want. Did he already say?
Yeah, he wants the history poster for his coffee bar.
Okay, so you get the history poster, and you get your own fun little thing. Who else we got in the room right now?
Chuck and Norb.
All right, so Chuck, you get to pick a number between 1 and 3.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice, I know.
3. 2. Chuck picked 3.
Chuck picked 3. You get the Cameroon Peaberry. It's more than fair trade. Unbelievable. This stuff is so tiny and smells fantastic. You also get a Caffeination 500 episode fob coaster thingy. And did Norbert pick 2?
Very nice, thank you guys. Try espresso if you have a machine. How about you, Norb? What do you want? What has he got, 1 or 2?
1 or 2.
2.
Caffeination play at home game. Fantastic. All right, Norbert, you get the Sumatra Sulawesi. This is, again, another sample from Barista on Duty and Kush Coffee, and you also get the Caffeination 500th episode deal because you were here, and I'm pretty sure the only other person who's showed up so far has been Paul Barton. So, Paul, I will email you if you're... I think he had to book off because he said his connection wasn't working right.
Yeah.
All right. So you are going to get the Cameroon Boyo, and you also get the wonderful little faux coaster dealie. And beyond all that... All right, Steve, you're going to do the next thing because we're going to be sending everybody else posters as well. So what do you think for Chuck? Are we doing? Oh wait, I know which. Well, Chuck, you've been to PodCamp Philly, so are there any of my posters that you already have from PodCamp Philly? Because I don't want to give you a dupe.
None yet.
None yet. Are you kidding me? All right. So you know what, Chuck? You get your choice. I'm going to give you the choice of the podcast Air Supremacy, which is my fake propaganda poster. That's also sitting behind me. Or you can have the fairly official and rather incomplete Caffeination Zombie Plan.
That's the one I wanted, was the Sid and Larry.
You wanted Chuck. The podcast one? Okay, Chuck, you will definitely get the podcast Air Superiority one, or Air Supremacy. That's set aside. And Norbert, what would you like, good sir? Do you want the Zombie Plan? I think I have another podcast Air Supremacy one in here, and if I don't, I will make you the Zombie Plan.
He wants the Zombie Plan.
Okay, so I have the Zombie Plan for Norbert. All right, so I think that about removes the end of our giveaway. However, here's a fun little thing that I'm going to do. If you are listening to this episode after the fact, and I know that there's going to be a lot of people who download it after the fact, not everybody could make it here, we're going to be making these posters available. They're available over at store.caffeination.com. You can buy them. However, we're giving away 2 of them on the next show. So I want you to just send me an email, and all you have to do is tell me which poster it is, and I'm going to pull 2 random emails out of all of everything. So caffeination@gmail.com. The title of the post has to be poster, and in the post you can tell me which one you want. I will print one out, and I will send it to you. That's what we're doing here for the Caffeination 500. Hopefully it didn't sound too much like an infomercial.
But wait, there's more.
You also have this tiny little carved dog.
For what?
What? It's a tiny little carved dog. Who wouldn't want it?
Not true.
No, I'm just kidding. It's actually something my grandfather carved. It just floats around down here in the cafeteria.
Does it poop jelly beans?
No, it does not poop jelly beans. All right, so all of that aside, we're going to do a real quick rundown of the best of the caffeination. I'm just going to let you peruse that in case you'd like to. Is this stuff? No, it's not actually visible. That's fantastic. We have everything laid out. I just got to work on the shipping, and I will get all of your information if I don't already have it. Everybody, thank you ever so much. We're trying to give out some of the fun little things that we've done down here at the caffeination, so... All right. So the first thing that I remember, one of the biggest things that I've always had a really good response from is the rules for your social media self. These are three things that I've referred back to when I'm teaching about students about how they should operate in a social media space and when the different people that are out there. So it's always do a first draft. So you write out what you're going to say, and then you delete it, and then you write what you're actually going to say, because especially if you're angry, and believe me, I love to rant. I love to go off the handle.
Yes, you do.
And curse and moan and completely, you know, throw things under a bus. And I realized long ago that while it can be funny, most of the time when you look back on it a couple months later, it's not really going to end out well. So we know a couple people in social media space and podcasting space who love to fly off the handle, and they don't end up looking like the biggest adult in the situation. So it's one of those things where I would just suggest that you do it. The other one is think before you publish. Anything that you're not really sure about, invite another close friend to eyeball. And then the last one is meme what you say. So it doesn't really matter what you say. If you think that the sky is green and you are willing to stand by that, and it's something in your heart of hearts you believe, put it out there and we'll see what happens. So there's a whole bunch of extra text there, but it's one of my favorite articles. The other thing is something that I learned in work that I've gone back to time and time again, and this is, it's probably one of the weirdest things that I've ever had requests to repeat, and I actually did at one point in time, if you've been following the Caffeination for a while, I did the Caffeination blog design guide. This is the better photo printing RGB versus CMYK. If you are ever trying to find out what the difference is between two different color spectrums, or if you have no clue what I'm talking about, and you print things professionally, or if you'd like to make your photos look a little bit better, this is the A to Z on how to understand all of the different things that are happening in front of your computer. When you're working in Photoshop or GIMP or anything else that's out there, this is one of those things that's really going to hopefully give you a primer on good design basics. All right. The next little fun thing that we had going for you is Hidden Vampires Go Green. This is an article I wrote a long time ago, and it keeps getting brought up by different people in the ecological sector who like to talk about, how many different things are drawing power at any given point in time. And basically, the long and the short of the advice is unplug stuff you're not using. I think everybody who's in the room can kind of understand that, and everybody out there who listens to this podcast would be able to understand that as well. I mean, there's been a lot more news published since we actually put this out there. Steve Jobs is pulling power. Thank you very much, Robert. I don't know where he's pulling it. But there's been a lot of news about things that use trickle charging, giggity, and things that end up... basically pulling power when you know they're off. There's not even an LED on these things that's actually getting used. Like, your TV sucks a lot of power just because it's plugged in. And the different things that you have out there, like clock radios. How many different things do you really need a clock in your house for? Like VCRs, everything has a clock on it now. Nothing really needs to be on all the time. The next little thing, this is a little guide for you in case you ever find yourself in the need of caffeinated cramming advice. At Temple and beyond, whenever I see college students who try and give me the advice, there's one guy who actually bought a case of 5-Hour Energy. And he said, this will help me stay up at night. I said, no, it's going to give you a heart attack. How about you just follow my simple advice and you'll be a little bit better in the end? And that is a high-protein meal and a cup of coffee. Don't overdo it, because if you overdo it, you're going to get the jitters. And if you add too much sugar to your coffee, you're just going to end up crashing, and then everybody will laugh at you anyway. So if you want the guide to that, we have that all put together. I've have a couple other rants posted there. The one is Caffeinated Fear. It talks about how Red Bull and vodka and a couple other caffeinated beverages like... Four Loko and Spark. There's a couple other ones that were out there that have been pulled off the market, but you can't pull Red Bull and vodka off there because it's a mixed drink. But there's a lot of fun news media coverage about how ridiculous these things are for people. So I basically called them to task and said, this is ridiculous. It's not the problem of the drink that you're seeing here. It's overindulgence, and call it what it is.
Norbert is asking, if antioxidants are so good for you, why is the lack of oxygen deadly?
Wow. I don't know. The lack of oxygen is deadly. Well, antioxidants help your cells. See, you didn't think I'd actually have a response to this, did you?
No.
It's Trivial Pursuit all over again. What is Paul? All right. So what I'm guesstimating is antioxidants actually help the components in your body prevent oxidation. So the lack of oxygen would prevent oxidation anyway. What are you doing with Larry? You and Larry going off to do something without me? Are you going to game with Larry? I see how it is. Now I understand what you're doing when I'm not here. I always notice Larry down here, but maybe the hat isn't. Is the hat magic? Is it like Frosty?
It is. It's like Frosty. You're absolutely right.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm done. There's a bunch of other fun things, and the one thing that's actually kind of come back a lot is we tend to harp on different topics here at the Caffeination. We do retro a lot.
Yeah,
we've done steampunk a lot. Zombies are big. Robots are big. Lately, we've been really hitting up Portal pretty good.
Yeah, real big.
But the funniest thing that ever ended up stalling the Caffeination is actually toast. So for about 2 years there was all this series of toasters that came out, and I have no clue why it was so popular. So what I did was I basically collected a whole bunch of links to the different stories and put them up there because I thought it was funny. Then if you are a tech, wherever you are, I have a guide to determine what kind of tech you are. If you're an island tech, a tech all alone, surrounded by the people who are trying to attack you, a team tech, you're working with a whole bunch of other people, help desk tech, everybody attacks you, all the way down to the AV tech, printer tech, server tech, manager tech, or you are root in and of yourself. So I just thought that was interesting. The Caffeination Zombie. All right. We're going to go over this just so that everybody, and in case my mom listens, because my mom has been harping on me, you actually win a copy of the Caffeination Zombie plan, Mom. Just letting you know. Because she's told me that she feels very upset because she's not protected adequately in the house. My dad is also upset, but he just doesn't mention it nearly as often. So I have a link directly to the page on there so you can actually go and see it, and you can print a PDF out if you didn't happen to win one. However, the zombie plan.
Norbert says to frame it for her.
Frame it for her. Are you kidding me? I've been framed my whole life. No, all right. So I understand, but I just... We put a link up to the zombie plan, and it has the PDF linked. It also has the dark PDF and the light PDF. I happen to like the light one because the dark one's purple and blue, and it really didn't look very good. It looked a little gangrenish. And not talking about the Eagles defense from the early 90s, Chuck.
But it's...
Gotcha. Right there. Reference.
Ouch.
That's one of those puns you got to run from the room. See, how do you think he feels? He's sitting next to me while I make these bad jokes.
That's right.
So we did have a pretty good run where we actually made really bad jokes in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And I like how you just let that fade away without saying anything. I might have to bring that back for 501.
Bring it back. I'll think of a good joke.
All right, then the most stolen content from the Caffeination podcast. Any good website or any bad website has had their content stolen. But there's an article that I wrote about 4 years ago now. Wow. It's called 5 Quick Tips Coffee for Company. It's these simple things that you can do to make serving coffee to your guests a little bit better. This has been ripped off more times than I care to count. I am actually done hunting people down and going after it because it's ridiculous. What?
You see it? Oh, now it went away. There it goes.
What?
See a little blip?
Yeah, that's the cameras going out. We should probably wrap this up. The camera's actually trying to send us a message.
Oh, boy.
There's coded message. It's kind of like the net, except that little pi symbol won't appear at the bottom.
I think it's going to be funny if this thing just shuts down.
If this thing shuts down, we're going to cry. But, all right. So this is the most stolen article. Then we have I think there's three or four favorite recipes that we've done here. Just letting you know that the recipe for the new coffee-infused vodka will be up there tomorrow. I'm going to write it later on tonight if I can recover. And hopefully it'll all work out. But we have Scotch-Irish coffee because I'm Scotch-Irish. I decided to do my own version of what a Scotch-Irish coffee should be. So it involves a espresso, Bailey's Irish cream, and blended Scotch whiskey. Because you don't want to put the good single malt stuff in anything. You know, come on, that's a sipping whiskey. It's kind of like your gin. You know, Tanqueray doesn't get mixed with other stuff, right?
Smashing.
All right, then one of my favorite videos we ever did, which is Caffeination Cooks, because my son actually helped introduce the stuff that we were cooking, and you got to eat some of the steak that night.
And that was good steak.
And we had steak again tonight.
And it was good steak.
And there was no coffee in tonight's steak.
Still good.
Okay, I love cooking. We're gonna do a cooking show here one of these times.
Norbert's taking up a collection for the new caffeination cam.
Believe me, the camera that we're using right now is actually pulled out of the dumpster. Believe it or not, from a well-known area. When it was bought, this camera was somewhere around $2,000. So, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to replace this one with a collection, but it would be really cool to eventually be able to do that.
Dumpster dive cam. That's funny.
Yeah.
We might have to start up a Kickstarter.
Yeah, we might do the Kickstarter. See, this is where the self-censoring works. A camera.
That's right.
That's what we're going to call it. There is actually somebody who put a Kickstarter or Kickbackstarter. He started a Kickstarter fund to help fund all of his friends' Kickstarter funds. And I think he got like $12,000. I want to have $12,000 that I could just do that with.
More power to him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, all right, then one of my favorite recipes is the coffee burger. You've had that.
That was good, too.
That can either be good or really bad.
Depends on how it's cooked.
There's been a couple times where I've made the coffee burger where the coffee's been chewy.
Ooh.
And we fixed that in the previous time, but, you know, coffee burger, tell your friends.
What's the resolution on the camera?
The resolution on the camera? I don't know. I think it's going to lose weight in the new year.
Ha, 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 ha.
I have no clue what the resolution on this thing is. It's pretty old. I'll have to get back on you, get back to you on that one. All right, and the last little recipe that we got for you here is the original recipe for coffee-infused vodka. I called it Kofka, and that was basically crushing up a bunch of beans. You didn't grind them but way back when, throwing them in there. Here's the secret to the new one. I used Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Didn't want to use the really good coffee because in the different times that I've made it, I've used, you know, like home-roasted Sumatra, and I've used all these different really expensive and fancy coffees, and it's never turned out different. I think the vodka itself kind of kills any of the extra flavor in there. So,
cheap coffee for cheap vodka?
Yeah. Well, no, it's Smirnoff vodka. It's not really cheap. It's just the middle of the road stuff. So, I mean, if you're making flavored anything, I mean, flavored coffee in and of itself, it isn't a fantastic thing. So this is just regular cheap coffee, office coffee, as I like to call it. And then you pour it around a third. This is a 1 liter bottle. So I poured about a third of a liter of dry grounds in there, poured 750 milliliters of coffee that came right up to the top. And, you shake it around, let all the air get out of the coffee, and then you're going to have to open it up a little bit. And then I took a simple syrup that I created with, super saturated water. And, you know, if you ever made a simple syrup, that's how you do it. And threw in some vanilla extract and added it in there to sweeten it up. And let it sit about 5 days, shaking it up and adding it in. So it was fantastic stuff. So I'm digging the coffee vodka. So
yeah, it's not too bad.
You had it.
I had it. It's not too bad. I'm not a big coffee fan. But
I know. I do have something we're gonna try though. After I get the new tea from the Adagio teas,
right?
Gonna be making our own tea vodka, tea infused vodka. So I think it's gonna be Irish breakfast tea vodka. So
sounds delicious.
We're gonna give it a shot. If it works, it's gonna work. There you go.
I like where you went with that.
You like where I went with that? A little Irish in the Irish? You want me to Irish up that Irish for you? All right. That about wraps it up here for today's show. Thank you ever so much for listening, watching, whatever else you had to do. And thank you for listening to any of the caffeinations that we've put out so far. It has been a wonderful journey. And to quote Jerry from The Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip it's been.
Can you put Scotch in Irish coffee?
And then it'd be Scotch Irish coffee. It would fight with itself. You'd need to put a river in the middle.
Yeah.
But they neither one of them like English.
No, you're absolutely right.
All right. So there we go. thanks for throwing that in there.
Oh, he asked.
All right. Well, the ask and ye shall receive. That's the way we go here at the Caffeination Podcast.
You did say if a question comes up.
All right. Well, I think the live show is going pretty good. So
yeah.
We might be doing this periodically. I think we could work it out. A lot of stress beforehand. A lot of broken stuff. But I thank you ever so much for checking this out. We're gonna end the audio recording now, and then we're gonna play around on the video a little bit more. So thanks for listening. Stay caffeinated, people.